Hey everybody, Stephen from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, we've got a question from Jody over in Canada. Jody wants to know about dyslexia, imposter syndrome, and doubting that you even have dyslexia. You know, something that we haven't really spoken about on the podcast too much. You know, do you ever doubt that the diagnosis was wrong, or you're actually absolutely normal and you've made a mistake? Or, you know, many of us, well, many people in general, especially as adults, you know, it's hard to spend a couple of grand sometimes to get a diagnosis. And the admin to find someone who does it cheaper is not easy. So in today's podcast, we're going to talk a little bit about that and dive in. Okay, let's dive into this question from Jody. Jody has very kindly sent this in. And it's quite a hard topic, right? Really dealing with the fact that you're dyslexic, feeling like you're an imposter, feeling like, am I actually dyslexic or am I just looking for an excuse? Maybe I'm just lazy. I remember that's how I used to sit at one point in my life. It definitely went through my head when I forgot about dyslexia, at least. You know, is there something wrong with me? You know, how do I know if this is real? Now, many dyslexics across the world, especially at adult level, they don't get a full diagnosis. The reason for this is in many countries, a diagnosis can be quite time-consuming, depending where you go. It can be quite expensive. It can run into the thousand-plus dollars to do. And in the grand scheme, you go, will it actually make a big enough difference to make that worthwhile? Well, that's definitely what runs through my head. When I got my ADHD diagnosis, it cost about 400 NZ dollars, which is the equivalent of 275 US dollars-ish, give or take an exchange rate point here or there. So it was quite cost effective. I was quite happy to do that. It allowed me to get access to government funded medication. It was, you know, it was a good balancing act. With dyslexia, there is no medication. With dyslexia, it's just someone telling you what you think you already know, which to the dyslexic mind can be very not enjoyable and an expensive process down the track. The only times I've seen this super valuable is when it has been used to get allowances at work. You know, in the UK, there's a lot better support for those with dyslexia diagnosis. Whereas in New Zealand, it's not quite as good, or I'm not sure how Canada plays with it or the US, but it's not as well looked after at this point in life. So getting back to this feeling of, am I dyslexic? Am I not dyslexic? You're not alone. Everyone feels like that. Even if you get a diagnosis, there's a part of you going, did I actually just think about it in a way that made me come across as dyslexic because that's what I wanted at the time, or was I actually being really truthful? You know, I'm sure every dyslexic who's done a personality test has double-checked or overthought things, you know, to make sure they don't have a bias. And then they've wondered that they've overthought it, that they've created a bias, right? You know, a key thing with dyslexia is we overthink things way too far. We go down too many rabbit holes. We see 40 different possibilities. It's how our brains work. It's the visual side of it. It's the dyslexic side of the way we operate. So, you know, one of the points Jody made in his questions was about overthinking everything and worrying about telling people about it. You know, is he actually 100%? If you're only 80%, should you tell someone something? And you know what I would say is you're, when it comes to dyslexia, if you're anything like the rest of us, you've read or listened to or engaged in hundreds of minutes or hours, some people would say, you know, potentially be, of information about dyslexia. And there's a part of you in your gut that's saying, I'm dyslexic. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast. You wouldn't be connecting with what I'm saying if you didn't have a certain level of it in your life. Now, if your gut is saying, yes, I am dyslexic, what I would start to do is looking towards trusting your gut. Your gut feeling is really powerful as a dyslexic. It's a key part of what you are about. you know, we created the Confident Dyslexic course to talk about that because no one was talking about it. But if you can start to trust your gut, trust who you are, you know, you become super powerful in your life. And when it comes to, this is just the first step, is owning your dyslexia diagnosis. You know, the minute you say to yourself, I am dyslexic, I know enough about this, I'm not an idiot, I've brought all this information to my head, and in my belly I feel I am, it's a real powerful moment. Don't be scared to tell people. Don't be scared to say, hey, this doesn't make me stupid, this doesn't make me an idiot. It just is clearer on how I think and how everything operates in my world. And half the time you're just relearning how everything really moves, if that makes sense. And just also, what I'd also remember is you mentioned in your email to me around the tests and not getting like 100%, you know, 100% on the dyslexia test. Who would have thought that would be the test we wanted to get 100% on? But, you know, every dyslexic will have different challenges. There will be some things they might be okay with, but there'll usually be a few things you're really challenged with. To give you a couple of examples, Vanessa, who's part of the Truth About Dyslexia, she is, her best class in school was English. And this was another thing you mentioned around being good at school in English. Like her best class with English, she never thought she was dyslexic until she was, I want to say, around the 40 mark. And that was only through her kids and the realization of how her brain processed information. It was quite, you know, there's a whole story there, and I'll make sure I get her on at some point to talk about it, but it's a really key thing. You know, as I'm speaking this episode, I'm realizing I'm trying to talk directly to Jody, so I hope this is giving everyone value, but I really, you know, maybe that's how I'm going to do these question answers. I'm going to act like I'm talking directly to the person asking the question. That helps me get into a better flow, so we're going to go with that. But going back to the test, you know, everyone is going to get some things right and some things wrong. So I'll give you an example for myself. Like, I don't flip letters. People go, wow, how can you be just, you know, it just shows you how little the world knows. Like, it just flipping letters does not mean is the only dyslexic trait, right? You know, my thing was tracking from the board. If I was reading something off of a board and trying to then copy that onto paper, I literally, my brain broke. I just struggled. It was painful. It was like someone was kicking me as I was doing it. And by the end of the day, you know, I was wasted, basically. There was nothing left of me. And it wasn't from problem solving or doing extreme information. It was just trying to copy stuff off the board. Now, the minute I got diagnosed with dyslexia, and the teachers go, okay, we're going to give you the stuff from the board in printed format, that was a huge step for me in the right direction. That really helped me. But it wasn't like, it wasn't because I was flipping letters, I got the diagnosis, that wasn't an issue. So these are some of the things to be very conscious of, is we get stuck in our own bias. We get stuck in our own, I want to say, BS around this. Like, we were all taught about dyslexia the old-fashioned way. It meant you were stupid. It meant instead of God, you wrote dog. You know, it's like, talk about stereotypes that don't really match the world. You know, no wonder we have an imposter syndrome about actually getting diagnosed with it, right? You've got everything that you've learned that was wrong from years ago telling you you're not quite that bad. Well, maybe I should just stop moaning and get on with life. If I was you, start moaning. You know, I like to say that dyslexia is not an excuse. It is an explanation. Take that in for a second. Dyslexia is not an excuse. It is an explanation. It explains a lot of stuff. It helps everything connect the dots. And you go, wow, that's why I do that. It's not an excuse, but I know why I did it. So maybe now that I can see the path of why, I can work out how to make my life a bit easier. Does that make sense? I know that's been a bit of a roundabout answer there, Jody, and for everyone else listening, but I think it's really important, is own your dyslexia. You know, it's the minute you feel bad about it, that you don't feel up to it, your confidence is low. You know, if you can't even be confident saying you're dyslexic, you know, that's challenging, right? And as I say, the confident dyslexic, we do some work on that, but it's you know, for you there, Jody, I would own it. Listen to your gut. If you know you are, it's about you. You know, this is your life. You only get one chance. It's your story. You choose it one way or the other. But sitting on limbo, sitting on the fence, will be much more painful in the long run. I hope that's been valuable. Have an epic rest of your day, guys. And I'll be back next week.